some Jets Fred Flintstone sweatpants. They were new, though. I just got them for Hanukkah.
That's actually really cute.
Pick anything you want off the top shelf. You are that good. Here's the sweatpants.
Now do you get the top if you come for another visit?
Well, that's fine. I go, listen, this is a full outfit. I'd like to see you again. I got the, you had the Bam Bam and the Pebbles. Yeah, that made it through. Good.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what to do.
Had the Bam Bam.
Richard Ball is ripping out his hair over there.
I don't know. I really do like Cheater, and I don't want to
know. So do a lot of the ladies.
I know, but I mean, I like him as a player. I like him as a leader.
So do a lot of the ladies.
I like him as a leader.
So
do
a lot of the ladies.
And so he's the team captain. That's why how I want to see him. I want to see him as a lifetime Yankee, the team captain who's supportive of the other players. That's how I want to see him. I don't want to know about his parting gifts. I really don't want to know.
You know what? I just think it's really cocky and pompous.
It is.
I mean, the whole getting them a car, that's cool. That's classic.
That's classic.
That's classic. But you know what? Even the situation calls a cab.
I didn't even have enough cab
fare. What do you think the situation
fare?
Like leaves him? Like some gel?
My cab.
Here's some styling mousse. Hit the road. Touch.
My cab wouldn't take
cab to here. And some and L'Oreal.
Cab to here. And some styling products.
Listen, man, I wish I had like enough cojones where I could give, like, an autographed Davin's Den business card afterward. And it actually meant something. I wish it was because I got something from them as opposed to me trying to get a sponsor.
But it does still feel kind of sleazy, like a transaction.
It goes, listen, you could probably sell this on eBay for a couple $100. You're that darn good.
I know. It's like, wait a minute, a couple $100? Hey!
If you got the autographed ball,
yeah,
you keeping it?
I'm keeping it.
Oh, you're not selling it.
No.
You don't look at that and like feel I just got treated like a whore.
Well, that happened before I got the autographed ball. But
I'll tell you what, man, that Derek Jeter's got some life.
He really does. He really does. He's not a bad looking guy. He's a great athlete. He's got tons of money. What could be wrong?
He's got baseballs lying around. Have you seen people kill themselves for balls at Yankee Stadium?
Yes. Yes. Hanging over the edge. Somebody's holding them by their big toe.
You don't have to bring a glove to the stadium. Derek Jeter has his own gloves. Just go to his house at the Trump Tower. Play ball.
He's got his own gloves.
Listen,
yes.
Listen, mothers. Listen. You know you have a son who has a Derek Jeter jersey. You know what? He spends more time with his dad now than you. You guys are split up. He blames you for the divorce. There's a way to get back in his good graces. You might have to be a team player.
You're going to have to take one for the team.
Take one for the team. If you do it twice, you're still getting the same gift.
But do you have to take one from the team? That's the question.
Well, he's the captain. Next thing you know, Nick Swisher's trotting up with his stupid... Yeah, but here's the thing. Nick Swisher would trot up to the quote-unquote plate, and if it was the playoffs, you know he wouldn't deliver. He would just stand there and look at it. I don't know what to do with this.
No, that's not true.
A-Rod would take a swing at it, but be disappointing. Everybody else would be booing him.
Oh, please. He'd be totally choking.
Just give me a couple more minutes.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to go eat a sandwich or something. Take a short nap, and I'll be right with you.
Now, you know, there are people that can handle their own business.
Their own business in what way?
Where they don't need to do what Derek Jeter does and have these ladies come to their house.
Yeah.
There is a gentleman in Pennsylvania. His name is his name is Patrick M. Bates. Patrick M. Bates. And he was originally arrested.
No.
For living up to his name.
No, that's got to be a joke
that
name.
That happened last week in Rensselaerville, Pennsylvania, I believe. He's 23. First, he grabbed a woman in the tushy.
Where did this happen? In public?
Rensselaerville. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, that's what he got arrested for.
Oh, okay.
For living up to his name in public.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Rensselaerville man is charged with forcibly touching a woman and pleasuring in front of another.
Oh, gross.
You know,
gross.
Why not do all for one? Why do you got to get two women involved?
I know. Can you do both with one person?
Maybe that's why you're like Cheater. You need a team. But he's not a team player. He goes fungo. He's hitting fungos, if you will. So his name is Listen, man, if you're that name, you don't have to do it. That's like if your last name is Rapist.
Yes, you know? It's all here, my calling card. That's all you need.
Sir Rapist. Yes, you are.
No, not Sir.
Well, get a class of that. No, but what are his parents thinking by making his middle initial M?
Really, really poorly thought out.
Because, listen, and as a kid, you know, when you get to be a certain age, you're Mister, but before that, you're Master.
Yeah.
That's true. So, like if your teacher calls on you, you know,
it's like, excuse me, Master. Oh my!
All the other kids are giggling. You're like, when I get old enough, I'm going to touch her in the tush.
He's overcompensating because of that horrible, horrible plague that he's been given his whole life. Oh, so, that's terrible.
So once in a while, fortunately, we have a lot of talented friends. We've been in the entertainment business for a long time. Once in a while, something just rises above the next level. My pal, Daryl Rhodes, he's a comedian and a musician. He sent us this song, which I think is hilarious. It's been played on the radio in Atlanta. It's called Up to My Knuckles in Love. Mr. Ball, if you would.
Welcome to the Rosie Palm Lounge at the Deep Six Inn. Right now, I'd like to take you back to 1958. A little song that did very well for me. I'm up to my knuckles in love. When you look up at me, I can't resist, like a cockeyed gorilla in the mist, and I'm a dictator ruling with an iron fist. When I'm up to my knuckles in love, I'm spanking the prank, I'm slapping the dog, jerking the gherkin, flogging the log, firming the worm, I'm pounding the pud. When I'm up to my knuckles in love, I'm up to my knuckles, a kiss, a turnbuckle. My down low, a solo on my oboe, like Michelangelo painting the ceiling above. I'm up to my knuckles in love. Oh, sounds so sweet. A tussle with a muscle, I go another round. Just another beat down on the one I clown. A memoriam crematorium, it fits like a glove. When I'm up to my knuckles in love, I'm banging the burrito, manning the torpedo. The best word to use here must be libido. And it's the first word that I'm thinking of when I'm up to my knuckles in love. I'm slamming the salami, bopping the bologna. I'm on the road, and when I get lonely, it's your face that I'm thinking of when I'm up to my knuckles in love. Things get hard and push comes to shove when I'm up to my knuckles in love. I'm living the Vito Loco, making me scream like Yoko. Gives me a reason to sing. Hey, where's my heart ring? Cause I'm up to my knuckles in love.
That was awesome. You know, John Tesh is going to be playing that.
Absolutely stealing that material.
That is the that's the New York debut. The whole state. That's only been played in Atlanta.
Oh, that's great.
You know what? I get a lot of these things across the desk and the dining room table where the cats hang out. Yeah. And you know, some are better than others, but the production.
That was
Daryl Rhodes just did a tremendous job. All euphemisms, all completely clean.
Oh,
if you would like to download that, you can go. It's Daryl Rhodes. It's Daryl and then Rhodes, RHOADEEDES. Excuse me. You go to download it at CDBaby.com, or you can check out Daryl's website. Daryl's a touring comedian, and everybody who listens to the show knows I don't usually plug a bunch of stuff. But check this out. It's music-comedy.com. Music-comedy.com. Daryl Rhodes. Up to my knuckles in love. I thought that was awesome.
That man is a Rhodes Scholar.
You know, Rich
awesome.
Was confused. He wants to hit the button, but he's dancing on the chair.
Stripping. It was really exciting moment for
Wasn't
us in the
really
studio. That was hilarious. I'm screaming like Yoko. That was That's
tremendous,
great.
Sir. All completely clean. And you know what? It's in the 7 o'clock hour, so only the adults are listening. Because, you know, we have a lot of toddlers that listen to the show.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're really big with the 3 and under crowd.
Before it was Davin's Den, it was Davin's Crib.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, no, I thought that was for MTV.
And then we would
Crib.
Have, like, the changing table 15 minutes where it was nothing but poop jokes. But whatever.
Oh, that's my favorite spot.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
So, you know, you talk about these stories, and what's the inspiration for this? A lot of times the inspiration is pornography.
Oh, yeah, that's greatly inspiring.
And I bring that up because Lindsay Lohan's Playboy issue came out today.
Yes, it did. The big debut.
There's been a buzz. Let me, are you more interested in seeing, like, a celebrity naked than, like, a regular person naked? Like, a good-looking person. Not me naked. Nobody wants to see that.
No, I'm thinking.
Joking.
I'm thinking about that, and I think that there is more of an interest for me in a celebrity because, you know, they are so celebrated for what they look like, and you know, you see them photoshopped and everything, and of course the photos are photoshopped these days, you know, glossy and
right now what you're looking at completely photoshopped. I'm a tall black man.
That is amazing.
That's a
work.
Good Photoshop right there.
Wow, you know that Photoshop.
You know who photoshopped me? James Alton Thomas of The Buzz is doing my website. There's another plug for you, James, if you're listening. He photoshopped my whole face.
He does great work.
He does.
You look like a shorter
How
Jewish
many
man.
Shows do I plug on this? Nobody plugs our show.
Nobody plugs our
I
show.
I plug the weather show.
I know.
The weather show that hasn't even made its debut. I'm like, listen, there's weather, and we got 2 hours of it.
You're a giver.
I am.
But you know what? Speaking of weather, you know what really confuses me? Now people speak about, we're going to have some weather. Yeah.
As opposed to all
as opposed to the air and the things that the atmosphere and the things that are going on the rest of the time, they're using that only as a euphemism for bad weather. But we didn't used to talk like that when I was younger.
Maybe Daryl needs to make a song about weather.
I know.
I got words right now.
I do too, but okay. So
do you think this is going to – I'll bring it back on topic.
All right.
Is this going to affect Lohan positively, negatively? I don't think it matters.
You know what? She's been naked in bits and pieces all over the place.
That's how I like it when we're done in bits and pieces. She fits nicely in the glad bag that way.
I was thinking hefty. But the –
Either one.
You know,
whatever's on sale, whatever I have a coupon for, I might be a murderer, but I'm not going to start spending money willy-nilly, use my Falcon coins. Hard earned.
They were hard earned.
That's how I lured Lindsay into the den. I have coins from the
Falcon Islands. Ooh, look, there's a bird on this one. That sound effect was her being severed from her parts.
Yes.
I think that there is a curiosity for me because when you see celebrities in the movies and stuff, you think that is just an impossible standard. How? I mean, like, are those?
Well, they all have like stunt tushes and stunt.
You know. I know. So it's interesting to see what they look like for real.
Apparently,
sort of.
The people who own that tush can't act. The people with the best buttocks, they can't act.
You know,
you got a slappy buttocks, you can probably do Shakespeare in the Park.
Yep, you get one or the other.
We can do radio, some of the worst tushes in the business.
Oh, you know, scary. Yeah, absolutely not good. But the thing is that I get distracted by that picture.
It happens. And
it does. But I think that I am more curious about, like, celebrities.
Me too. I
want to
see this. Yeah, I absolutely
do. You know?
I absolutely do. I mean, I don't think celebrities are the best-looking people.
Not always.
But Lindsay Lohan's cute.
Oh, no. At one point, she was gorgeous. But
yeah, but that's when she wasn't legal.
Yeah.
Those were the best years. Or as we call them, the Britney years.
Yeah, let's reminisce. I think that, no, even when she was legal, I mean, when she was like a fresh-faced kid, I mean, some people think freckles are an abomination. I think freckles are cute. But, I mean, she had a slamming body and really nice boobs and stuff. She's the best. Really? No.
Definitely worthy of an autographed Derek Jeter baseball.
Are you kidding me? A whole basket of them.
Here's a basket. Here's a bushel of balls.
Yeah, she needs like a batting practice worth of them for those. But,
you think her bedroom's called the batting cage?
Batter up.
I love William. Richard doesn't know what to do. They're incorrigible.
Batter up. I don't
swing that about it. Swing that about a swing.
But I think that there's something weird about her insistence. And a lot of the other young actresses these days, I understand that Marilyn Monroe is an icon. Mm-hmm. I get it. But how many times do we have to overdo that?
Why is everybody so fixated on her? We're never going to have that layer of glamour again.
No.
You know who's approaching that? Pippa Middleton. Because she's so mysterious because she's not out there all the time.
I don't only think that it's the somebody that I knew that was infatuated with Marilyn Monroe. It was explained to me that it wasn't just the mystery of her, but it was also the vulnerability mm-hmm. factor. So
Vulnerability?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when you're marrying DiMaggio, banging a Kennedy.
It's like, oh, it's late, right?
I bet she got coins from the mint.
She got gold ingots.
You got like U.S. Mint and Statue of Liberty coins. Oh, a Susan B. Anthony. Thanks, Marilyn.
They're just bricks of gold. Chunk.
Here's some doubloons, as Anthony would say.
Some doubloons.
Oh, you're going to do that? We have some bouillon for you.
Beef bullion, I love that.
We've had a switch at the helm.
Oh yes, hi
Frank.
Frank
has now taken over for Rich.
Yes, Rich is done. He's done.
We've worn Mr. Ball out.
He's like, I have to go home and take a nap.
Did you ever buy into the premise that Playboy was tasteful nudity?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
You know what? If you compare it to some of the other skis magazines that were out there, I got a gander once at Hustler. Oh!
That's a good magazine.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
The horror. Look, you know, you see, the human body is beautiful.
Depends whose body it is.
Yeah, that's true, really, because I don't want to scare our listeners, and that's why we're on the radio. But I think that
well, next week we're on a podcast, so.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Better hit the ab roller.
Sorry, viewers.
Better hit that ab roller.
Are you kidding me?
We're going to join curves.
For a week. Bone up.
Should work well.
Yeah. But I think you look at classical sculpture, and there are beautiful naked bodies in, you know, classical sculptures. And are you hearing a drum roll or something?
Yeah, I heard a drum roll. Well, did you hear that, Frank?
Okay, we're having another earthquake in the studio alone, though. But I know.
We've heard gardeners. We've heard trucks. We've heard ambulances. We've heard 70s music.
This station is haunted.
Now we're hearing a drum roll.
I'm hearing voices. Oh, wait, that's me. But
goodness.
So I think that there is... To get back to the Playboy, I think that, yeah, there is a level of tasteful.
I'd love to get back to the
Playboy. I know, of course you would. You're trying to get out of the studio for the last 10 minutes that we brought it up. get out of the bathroom. Get out of there.
Handle it after break. I'm handling something else on my break. Stretch. I am.
That worked?
Not really.
No. But, you know, I think that there is a level of tasteful nudity. Instead of the really gynecological view going on with, like, Hustler and...
That's what I'm looking for!
I know. Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm not a man, so
I don't need a man in scrubs. I don't want the gynecological view.
You know, it's like, can we not have stirrups in this particular pictorial? Could we not?
Playboy's not even relevant anymore.
No, it's not. It's really not. With all the online porn, why do people buy regular...
I don't, for the articles? Really?
Yeah, come on. Do you know, when I was a kid and Wonderama used to be on TV...
This is going to be an interesting segue.
Yeah, no, it's pertinent. Bob McAllister was the host of Wonderama, and, you know, he's, like, talking to kids. Do you remember Wonderama and Bob McAllister, Frank? Okay, so Frank's getting it. He knows what I'm talking about. You're a youngster. You don't remember.
I remember
But Wonderama. Do you remember that there was one in particular show where all of a sudden he slipped and said he was reading an article in Playboy?
I don't remember that, but I think I remember it actually before Bob. Whoever the guy was before Bob, I kind of forget because it was so many years ago.
I know. No, there was some other guy. I grew up with Bob Callister.
You guys are ruining our discussion about pornography.
I'm sorry. We're talking about... We'll get back to the porn, I promise
from Frank,
you.
He's got a station to run here. But from you, from porn to Wonderama, for shame,
Pip
Felix.
But wait, no, but that was the thing. I was a little kid, and I'm watching this little kid show, and they're talking about, you know, have you heard any good news today? And little kids would get on the mic and go, I got a new bicycle. And they'd keep singing the song and pass the mic. And in the middle of this, he starts talking about, he was reading in Playboy magazine, there was a good article about, and the look that came across his face, like, oh, what I just did.
Was Wonderom alive?
Yeah, it was. Nice. I know. It was
a beautiful
moment.
You know what
would
have saved him? Having Richard Ball on the dump button.
I know. It would have saved his butt.
Richard Ball would not have allowed that throw.
But you know what? That's how times have changed, though, because he didn't get fired. He didn't get censored or anything. I think they just were like, okay, moving right along. But because my cousin's older brother was a major perv and had a stack of Playboys that you could use, old people could use to sit on to see over the steering wheel, he had...
And that's what they're made for.
And that is absolutely what they're made for.
Sit on your laptop and try to look over the laptop. You can't do it. That's why you need to subscribe.
Booster seat.
Get a paper cut like a real perv.
in a very uncomfortable place.
Well, you know.
But, you know, it's like, so I knew what Playboy was, and so I was like, oh, I knew those with the dirty magazines, and here's Bob McAllister talking about it.
Did you ever get Playgirls?
No. Oh, no, wait. I did get one, and we brought it back.
Oh, was it a science experiment? Oh, my God. I didn't know they made them like that. My word.
No.
Get your mother in here.
No, I got one as a joke. I was going over my girlfriend's house.
Joke's on you when you get with a real man, and they look nothing like that.
No, nothing like
No, yours is a miniature of the one I saw in Playgirl. That's cute.
Oh, look, a cocktail
frag. What's it going to be like when it grows up?
Just asking. Must be a grower. But
not a shower, it's a grower.
Not a shower. But wait a second. Have you ever seen this?
Have I ever seen what?
Have you ever seen a Playgirl magazine lying around? Like,
yes.
Have you ever seen? But they don't show the whole...
Don't they show the whole schmeckle?
No.
I thought they did.
At least the one that I got didn't. I was such a letdown. Look, if I'm going to pay that kind of money, I want schmeckles. Actually,
I want schmeckles. I have coins in the Falkland Islands. I am willing to pay for the schmeckles.
Shekels.
Bring me your schmeckles.
Shekels for schmeckles.
That will be our new fundraiser. Frank, that's how we can raise some money. Shekels for schmeckles.
I think that's a t-shirt.
That's a calendar. That's a TVQ calendar.
I think I got to make up that t-shirt before we go to the compound next week.
That's a great t-shirt.
Isn't that a great holiday t-shirt?
Shekels for schmeckles.
But wait, I just made that up on the spot. I'm so proud. So the thing is that I was really disappointed because, and first of all, I made a complete fool of myself because I went into some mini mart bodega place and I'm looking for the magazine because I have to go over to my friend's house. I can't find them any place in the suburbs. They just weren't selling them. So I actually went up and I actually made a scene in this one little like convenience store place. I'm like, come on, I'm naming the names. You got, this giant Jugs magazine. You got this. You got that.
You have Swank.
Where's the Playgirl? And this poor.
You got to fight.
This poor, you're right, for man porn. I mean, and this poor.
Frank, you got that one on there?
So, no, I don't think it goes that way. But this poor Indian man was looking at me like, oh, no, horrible American
woman. No, only bless us.
Desperate for the porn she wants to see.
We do not have the penis, and I'm sorry, come again, he will too. And on that note, we got to take a break and listen to Davin Den on WTBQ.
Woo!
Are you craving real authentic Italian food? Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria in Warwick, New York brings a taste of Italy to the Lower Hudson Valley. Luca's father and son team has over 50 years of culinary experience, and you can taste it in every bite. Everything is prepared fresh in-house, whether it be fresh ravioli, veal pizza, or fresh off-the-boat seafood like scallops and shrimp. Of course, they offer classic Italian favorites like chicken parmesan, but for something really different, try the veal patty. And if you want a great slice, then Luca is your place. Whether it be a regular slice or one of their daily special slices like penne vodka chicken, you'll taste the freshness of sauce and dough made right on the premises. Luca has an intimate dining room and specializes in catering for any event, whether it be a holiday party or birthday or any other occasion that requires great Italian food at a great price. So please feel free to call 845-986-2002 or visit them at 153 Route 94 South in the ShopRite Shopping Plaza in Warwick, New York. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria can't wait to share their passion for authentic Italian food with you.
Hi, this is Davin Rosenblatt, host of Davin's Den and owner of the entertainment company Side Splitting Productions. Side Splitting Productions offers the best in live entertainment for your restaurant, social club, office party, or any special event. Whether it is live comedians, professional roasters, DJs, impersonators, magicians, kids performers, or dinner theater events, Side-Spitting Productions can provide the entertainment that will make your event the talk of the town. We specialize in making sure your event is exactly what you want it to be. Please call us at any time for a free quote at 845-986-7806. Once again, that is 845-986-7806. Or look us up on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com.
Hi, this is Davin Rosenblatt from Davin's Den. Drive Time on Thursdays just got a lot funnier. Join me, Joe Curry, Pip Helix, special guests and celebrities from 6 to 8 p.m. as we poke fun of everything and everybody, only on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the Daily Stock Market Update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTBQ.
Success Martial Arts is the latest self-defense concept to come to Orange County. They combine classical martial arts training within a family fun environment, custom tailored for children, teens, and adults. Success Martial Arts has two convenient locations on Route 32 North in the town of Woodbury and its newest location in the Chester Mall in the village of Chester. Please call today for more information, 845-469-1716, or visit their website at www.smacenters.com.
WTBQ Weather.
We'll have a few showers around this evening, and those will linger into tonight under mostly cloudy skies. Now, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun for the day tomorrow. Rather windy, with highs reaching the mid-40s. Partly cloudy Friday night, chilly as lows drop down to the mid-20s. And looking ahead to Saturday, looks like we'll start out partly sunny, but we'll have some increasing clouds in the afternoon, with a flurry around late as highs reach the upper 30s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mihalik.
WTBQ. And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ 93.5 FM and WTBQ.com. I was just listening to our commercials. Hey, if you didn't know what you were listening to, we are now running promos for this show during this show. That's what I like. We're reinforcing it.
Well, just in case you forgot to listen or forgot that you were listening, we just wanted to reinforce
it. You're like,
what
the hell is this crap I'm listening to? You look at your watch. Oh, now I know.
That's your sensor just like you. Oh, wait.
This is Davin Rosenblatt. Listen, mister, you just make sure it keeps on recording.
I'm getting you in stereo.
Nobody wants me in stereo. So at the top of the show, I did a bad job of teasing this. At the top of the show, I said we were going to have Saad Sirwana, Pakistan's number one comic, calling, because there's a bunch of issues that have been going on with Muslims in Pakistan. And Saad is he's an engineer, and he's a comedian, and he's in the process of getting his American citizenship. He's a great guy, but I wanted to bring Saad in because he is the official Davin's Den Pakistani / Muslim / brown person if we can't find a Mexican correspondent.
He'll do.
Yes.
Oh, poor Saad.
So, Saad, are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here, Davin.
How
welcome
are you, sir?
Welcome, WTQ, whatever this is.
Thank you, Saad. Yes, WTQ, WTQ, Chicken Tiki, yes. You're on tonight. We have Pip Helix with us.
Hi, Saad. How you doing?
Hi, Pip. How's it going?
Good.
All right, so I want to give the audience a brief rundown of a couple of these stories, and then we'll get into it with Pip, myself, and Saad. All right, there's a show on TLC called All American Muslim. It takes place in Dearborn, Michigan. It's just about your average, like, they're just average people. They just happen to be Muslims.
Right.
So they have this show. And the Florida Family Association, which is a Christian group, wanted people to boycott it because they feel that it is not depicting Muslims in the stereotypical blowing crap up type of way. and that's what they would like. They feel that this is propaganda, that there couldn't possibly be Muslims that are like the rest of you good Americans.
Yeah, these are the fake, shiny, squeaky clean Muslims that they brought out of someplace. And, you know,
they got them right out of Hollywood casting.
Yeah, exactly.
These aren't your real Muslims. That looks like a Puerto Rican, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, because they would know everything about Muslims and Islamic culture.
Yeah, they're even praying to the wrong direction of Mecca. What is this? So they got these companies to boycott them. Lowe's and Kayak, the travel company, have boycotted this show. Listen, I think you should boycott TLC just because the station stinks. But Saad, as a Pakistani national who's in the process of getting your American citizenship, how does that make you feel?
Well, I think you should boycott that show because it's boring. Have you seen that show?
Yes, that's a good reason. See, that's the thing. They're giving the show more press because people are going to tune in.
Yes,
now
people want to watch this show, and the people in that show are so boring, man.
They're not like Saad, who's hanging out like your Times Square in a car looking menacingly, you know, going to the Lowe's to buy the fertilizer.
Sneaking
no, there
photos.
There are a lot more interesting Muslims out there, and it's just
name
amazing
three.
That they chose
name three
the
interesting
most boring
Muslims.
People, boring Muslims you could find.
But that's what they want. They want to show Muslims as milquetoast as possible.
But I mean,
but you could show like Muslim Kardashians or something like that. That people would watch.
I would love a Muslim Kardashian.
Are there some?
There are probably Muslim Kardashians out there who want to do modeling and stuff like that. Show Muslim Kardashians. Show Muslim the girl next door.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with their veils and everything.
Muslim milch. That would be awesome. I like it. They reveal just a little bit underneath the burqa. You're all curious. Nah, I'm doing whatever. Have you watched? So you've watched the show, Saad.
Yeah, I watched the show once or twice, and it was so boring, I just switched to another channel. I don't know who they're targeting with that show. I think they are targeting the Florida Family Association just to annoy them.
Yeah, but what about Lowe's? I mean, they're pulling out. I mean, does that piss you off?
Look, Lowe's is a very good company which gives good deals, and there's nothing Muslims like more than good deals, so they'll still go there.
I didn't know that.
He's also a business major, apparently.
Is that a stereotype?
So then it's safe to say you're not boycotting Lowe's or Kayak. You will continue.
Well, Kayak, I can use Mobismo, so it's fine.
What is Mobismo?
But there's a Lowe's near. There's another website search engine. Don't worry.
Don't worry. We don't want the Jews to know about this.
Right.
This is our little secret.
They're the only ones looking for better deals than the Muslims. It's genetic. Everyone from that
we
area.
Eat similar foods. We shop similar ways. We're brothers, Saad. That's why you
the
and I always
the only thing Palestinians and Israelis and Muslims and Jews can agree on is good deals.
Absolutely. But I will say the Palestinians usually have better throwing arms. But that's a whole different topic.
Don't forget about the Scottish.
So you're honestly not. Are you concerned? I mean, because let's be honest, there's a lot of Islamophobia, and this goes it flies right in the face.
But look at the bright side. You know who picked up all the spots, right?
No, who picked up the spots?
That guy who does those exercise videos. I forget his name now.
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons. Yes. Richard Simmons agreed to buy up all the spots.
No.
So now you're going to have a bunch of Muslims watching Richard Simmons with you, and they all become more healthier. So they'll have better legs to run away from the cops when they chase
Listen,
them on cops.
I think Muslim edition. I think I speak for every real American.
Yeah.
If there's anything, there's one thing that we don't want, it is healthy Muslims running around this country. We cannot afford that. You people need to be mainlining Twinkies, my friend. That way we can keep an eye on you, and you ain't moving anyplace.
Yeah, but it's that they aren't kosher. I don't know if they have halal gelatin in them.
You know what? They're probably made with pig lard. You're probably right.
You're right.
Me and Saad have had these conversations because we used to do shows in kosher restaurants where I booked.
Oh, wow. That's
and,
so funny.
And Saad and I would be having these conversations about halal and kosher and everything.
Hold on a second. So Muslims are glad kosher as well?
No, halal and kosher are pretty much very similar in a lot of ways.
Okay. I learned something today.
Figured out. All right.
So Muslims usually eat kosher. Most Muslims will eat kosher food.
Oh, okay.
As well they should.
See, I learned something.
It's good.
You know, I remember the first time I gave Saad gefilte fish. It was,
Did he get a shmear?
All right. Now something a little bit that does not paint your country of origin in a good light. There's a couple stories here. And I wanted your take on this. There's these quote-unquote schools that were they were just recently raided in Pakistan. I think it was in Karachi. And but their school, they're supposedly madrasas, which are religious schools all over the country and everything. And they found drug addicts and patients that were mentally ill.
No, those were drug rehab centers in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we treat our drug rehabs. You know your parents said that you're going to take drugs, you're going to be living in a van down by the river. Now
yes.
It's like you're going to be living in a madrasa down by the beach. It's
so this
thing.
Is just scared straight.
Same thing.
This is scared straight.
They're scared straight. They're scared straight. There were a bunch of kids there. They shouldn't have been there.
Well, they couldn't leave, Saad.
They were chained. You do remember that.
How else are you going to get the drug addicts from getting their drugs?
I can think of a couple different ways.
I mean, well, how would Dr. Drew operate in these circumstances? Next thing you know, Jeff Conway's like freaking out right before
he does it. The madrasas get better results than Dr. Drew.
They do?
I mean, are these, Saad, I mean, you go to Pakistan every year to visit your family. How prevalent, really? How prevalent are these schools?
No, it's a very small minority. You know, press likes to pick up on these nice, exciting stories as opposed to boring stories about people living in Dearborn.
Should we chain up the whole family that are living on American Muslim and see how long they last? Would that make the show more exciting?
I like that. That would be
a great idea. That would be an excellent idea.
We're creating shows. Shekels for Schmeckles and
and chained up American family.
There should be a show called All American Madrasa. Now that would be a show you'd watch.
That would be great. The All American Madrasa.
I would watch that.
I'm sure they'd be big fans of our show with Rosenblatt.
Yeah, I know.
Well, one of the shrine keepers, they're the ones who keep the place. Mia Sahib says the mentally ill are possessed by demons. I mean, is that a common belief among the uneducated in Pakistan?
Among a small minority, but, you know, people always say you're mad and you're crazy.
Yeah, but they don't chain them up and not let them use a toilet, Saad. I mean, I call Pippa and Joe Curry crazy every week, but I'm going, and you know what now? You're going to stay in this studio till you get it right, and no, you can't use the toilets.
Well, you try it that way, and you'll get much better results out of curry, especially.
You know what? I might have to try that, because Santa Claus stinks.
Hold on a second. There is a plant in this studio. There's always a way.
You'd probably get more results out of the plant than I could out of curry. Oh. Just kidding, Joe. We miss you. I love you. See you next week. Yada, yada, yada. So, but, I mean, Saad, let's be honest. You're kind of poo-pooing this, though? Like, oh, it's just a crazy minority.
Look, the people, most of those people were getting... You know, in all honesty, the parents were paying this madrasa to take care of the people.
You're right.
It's like a paid jail cell.
Yeah.
So the parents knew what was going on, at least in some of the cases. So it's a little bit exaggerated the way it is.
Does that make it okay?
No, it doesn't make it okay, but, you know, there's a little exaggeration going on over here. There are a lot of madrasas out there where parents pay to have drug rehab and stuff like that for their kids. This takes it to the extreme, but you shouldn't... A madrasa basically is not really... You shouldn't call it a Muslim school. Just the Urdu word for school is madrasa.
Would it be better if these madrasas
so,
just...
Let's put it this way. Yes. When Obama was in Indonesia, he studied in a madrasa, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, but he's not even an American.
Because it's a school. It's just a name for a school.
Right.
Okay, so you're saying it's the old name for school, so it's really old school, right?
Right.
It's the old school way of doing things.
All right, Saad, you're kind of poo-pooing this. I mean, are you embarrassed?
No, it's I'm poo-pooing it because it's a no story. Okay, so there's one school which
no,
you
no,
found,
supposedly
which
there's
like
more.
If you look, you'll find one school in somewhere in Middle America which is banning books about evolution as well.
Yeah,
right?
As well they should. As well they should. God created us all in his spirit, except for the Muslims. We don't know how you people evolved from monkeys. No, I mean, come on, man. I mean, we're talking about banning books, which is awful, and I'm with you. But chaining up kids and the mentally ill, I mean, come on, Saad.
I mean,
it's just the same slippery slope, but it's just way down that same slope.
That is a lousy slope you're on.
Well, here's the thing in the story about this in the Huffington Post. The last line is that one of the parents, when the parents found out about this raid that was held on this one madrasa, the one father said, "I brought my grown-up son here because he's a drug addict and he was making my life miserable. I don't want to take him back." Can you imagine? I'd rather leave him chained in this place.
Is that just old-school Pakistani parenting, Saad?
Well, you have to see what their result statistics are. I don't know those details.
I'll tell you what, they are afraid of their shadow, but they don't use heroin anymore.
did your parents ever chain you for some infraction, Saad?
No, but I had good parents. But if they did, I probably deserved it.
Saad, in order to ever get a gig, did you ever agree to be like chained in like the basement of a comedy club?
Would you like to be?
Only once for you, Davin. That was an S&M thing.
Well, listen, we don't just do it with Muslims. We do it with the born against, too.
We've been beating up everybody this whole show.
That's what makes this show fantastic. All right, so, well, we got to get your take on this. Because this is a bore, and you can't say that this is a small minority. Women groups have finally gained some victory, Saad. Did you know it is now illegal, thank goodness, to throw acid on women?
Yeah.
Yes, and I think that's a great idea, but I think the law needs to go further. You need to ban other things as well.
Such as?
Why stop at acid?
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page, but why are you guys just getting around to this now? And I don't mean you by you guys. I mean, why is the Pakistani people and the government, why are they just getting around to this now?
Because Pakistanis have a long disposition of not liking acid. It gives them heartburn.
Wait a minute. Have they ever heard of Nexium? Isn't there another way to deal with this?
All right.
It's the American drug companies. They control everything.
Oh, whatever, dude. It's now also illegal for families to give women away in order to settle disputes. How much broad trading was there going on in Pakistan?
I don't know, but you can check the broad trading market. Usually there's an index for it, which usually goes up and down.
Is that on the Dow?
Yeah. It's listed.
It's listed. And stocks are up.
Yeah.
The broad trading.
I have a mutual fund.
Saad, was your wife born in Pakistan?
Yes, she was.
Did she ever go through any of this type of
No, but, you know, speaking of throwing acid, I've been throwing money at her all this time, and it hasn't worked.
Well, there's somebody who doesn't want to get laid tonight. Hope she's not listening, Saad.
I hope she wasn't traded to you over dispute.
I mean, all right, Saad, you've always struck me as a very westernized type of guy. I mean,
yeah.
Do these type of thoughts, have they ever creeped into your head?
What?
The way to treat women. Like, I know your mother lives in Pakistan. I know she's educated. She's a lawyer, correct?
Yes.
I mean, so I don't understand the disconnect. You have an educated woman who's a lawyer. She's raised a son like yourself who's an engineer and very westernized. But still, she's living in that type of country. How does she deal with that?
As I've tried to explain, you're talking about a small minority of people who still have these antiquated, ancient views, which are obviously incorrect. They do not... they're not part of Islam, they're not part of Pakistani culture, so obviously it should be made illegal. Obviously this was illegal already, so this was just a way to bring it more into the spotlight, because there were a minority of people who were taking part in these things, and these Muslim groups and people and the women's groups wanted to bring light to this effect, and so they got the law passed, and rightfully so. The law passed something to zero, nothing passed. In this country, you would never have everything passed to zero. I'm sure there'd be someone out there who...
Listen, if we were going to pass this law in the United States, there'd have to be an oil pipeline attached to it. Yeah, that's the way we pass law. So was this basically going on in, like, the tribal regions where the central government doesn't have as much control?
Probably.
All right.
Okay, so you're saying these sort of things are not really reflective of your culture.
Here's the problem with Saad.
Okay.
He, when he's not being funny, he uses such logic and gives his people such a voice... That, quite frankly, I don't think the Florida Family Association would approve of you, mister.
They'd say I was too normal.
Yes, they're saying...
I don't think they would say you were normal. I think he's got a really good tan.
This sod guy that they pulled out of nowhere, he's just not reflective of the kind of animals that we were hoping to see on TV so that we could ban them in entirety.
Well, I mean, that's why I always love talking to Sod. I think Sod always does a great job, you know, of bringing humor, but also, you know, reflecting at least his take on what's going on. And since I probably won't be able to get one of the women who've had acid thrown on their face, and this year, maybe next year, maybe 2012, we get her on. We go to Sod. Saad, I appreciate you coming on. Is there any shows you have coming up that you would like to plug?
I'll be at Pumpernickel's in about an hour in Ardsley, New York.
Nice.
Which is about 2 hours from you guys, if anyone wants to get in the car and drive over.
Go see Saad, man. Saad's a great comic. You'll love him. And listen, if you boom, he won't throw acid on your face. That's the type of guy he is.
He promises.
And they make their own root beer. It's very good.
Well, they got that. They got comedy and root beer. What a plug. I think we're all going to hop on over in the car.
No, they were right at Westchester's Best Root Beer.
Really?
Saad knows a lot
about
it.
They make their own root beer in-house.
That's pretty cool.
Great.
It's the only beer I can drink, so I know.
That's true.
Oh, you should see Saad when he's tipsy. I mean, oh, my God. Just
mean,
an animal.
You kind of, like, lean him over a little?
Yeah, that's the only way to get Saad tipsy. Saad doesn't
tipsy.
Drink.
Yeah,
I don't, proper Muslim does not drink, correct?
Proper Muslims do not drink. That's absolutely right.
Of course, proper Muslims probably shouldn't do stand-up comedy for a bunch of drunken Americans. But whatever.
Can't be... Kevin Kresher.
I'm educating them. How many people I've converted with my subtle comedy.
Yes. And how many people run out and go, I think that brown man was ticking. I don't think we're staying for the end of the show. Honey, get your coat. You know, when Saad goes up, none of the women want to sit in the front row because, like, maybe he's going to force them into prostitution and everything. That's why Saad has to come on radio shows like this go, listen, I'd love to force you into prostitution, but my wife frowns upon it. Right, Saad?
What can I say?
He's not even going to go there.
She's an old-fashioned gal.
My friend, it is a pleasure as always. Thank you for coming on Davin's Den. Check out Saad if you're not doing anything tonight in Ardsley, New York at Pumpernickels. Be well, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, Saad. And definitely try that root beer.
I've never had anybody come on and plug root beer.
Well, that's adorable. A comedian that's going to go and play in a bar and he's talking about how great their root beer is.
You know
is.
What that means? Free gig. He's getting paid in root beer. That's what that means.
Chug, 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 Saad.
I'm taking this home by the barrel. You make it here, load up the car.
Load up the St. Bernard. Come on, get that barrel
Saint
on your
Bernard,
neck.
He's a Muslim. It's a camel, darn it. He's just tapping one of the humps, breaking it straight.
My humps. My lovely root beer humps.
Break it down, Pip. Speaking of music, we got to go.
Yeah,
plug your husband.
Oh. Well, hey, that's later.
Hey,
I gotta
now.
Get home first.
I mean, your husband's band.
My husband's bands, plural. Johnny and the Alimonies and the Baghdadiers are both going to be playing at Blank Fest 15, which is Sunday, December 18th, noon to midnight. And the Johnny and the Alimonies are slated to play 11, and the Baghdadiers go on at 11:30. That's going to be at the Hudson House, 134 Main Street in Nyack. Phone number is 845-353-1355. It's a benefit called Blank Fest, and it's the entry fee is one blanket, which will be donated to the homeless. If you want to learn more about
it. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Will any of those blankets be Albert Pujols blankets? Because the homeless, they will not take the Albert Pujols blanket.
No, they reject those. No, we take those right out.
Is this the first year they're doing it?
Oh, no, this is Blank Fest 15.
And your husband's performed in how many of these?
Well, since he's been back with the Baghdadiers, it's probably been about 10 years.
And what's the usual attendance?
It's pretty good. Yeah. Now Blankfest is not only in Nyack, which was the flagship show, but it's also in New Jersey. It's in Toronto. It's in the cities are popping up with their own Blankfests all over the place.
That's a cool idea.
Since it's noon to midnight, there, you know, a couple hundred people go into this little place every year, and there's a mountain of blankets at the door.
You know where else blankets probably be helpful?
Where?
This Sunday, when I go to the Lincoln Financial Park in my Jets gear, might need the blanket to cover up all the spit that CJ was talking about. So, give me a blanket.
Is it made out of what's it called?
Fire retardant? I don't
know. No, the things the police wear under their uniforms. Oh, bulletproof. Kevlar. You need a Kevlar blanket when you go
it's
to the
loogies,
game.
It's not bullets.
You never know.
Was that all the information on
that? That is all the information on
excellent.
That.
Check it out. Blank Fest.
Yes.
Check that out, man. Check out Neil. He's the drummer in both those bands.
Blankfest.org.
Gotta love a guy who's, you know, playing the drums twice at one night. That's cool.
No, it's great. It's a great charity. It really is. It really is nice. It's amazing to see the face of the people who are freezing to death literally on the streets of New York and handing them a blanket. And something as simple as that can probably save somebody's life.
Absolutely. We would like to give special thanks to Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria in Warwick, New York.
Nice.
They got great food. Listen, if you haven't planned your holiday party yet, you want somebody to cater, and you want Italian food, check out Luca. They're really good. Also, Success Martial Arts. Check out their clean and safe professional dojo in Warwick, New York. Speaking of Success Martial Arts, I kind of alluded to next week. We got like a really great compound show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still going to be simulcast here on WTBQ. Mm-hmm. So you can still hear us at 93.5 FM or at WTBQ.com. But if you want to see the mayhem next week, you can go to ustream.tv live from the compound. We're going to have Sensei Russ Federico come in, and we're going to be doing some karate.
That's
going to
be amazing.
We're going to be breaking boards. There's going to be some submission holds. Russ said something about making Anthony Cumia of Opie and Anthony scream Obama or something. So, like, if you're fans of this show and you want to see us in precarious situations besides behind the microphone, which is the most precarious.
Most frightening for me.
Exactly. Check out this show, man. It's going to be cool. I think I think Sensei Russ might be breaking a brick.
I know.
So it's going to be cool. And the cool thing about Anthony's studio is he's got like three cameras and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got wireless mics and everything, so you're going to hear it all. One of us will be doing play-by-play. I mean, Pip and myself are really hoping that we can get Joe to tap out. Like, we've already discussed this. Who's going to be the dummy? Well, that's going to have to be Joe. I'm the host. Pip's a girl. Sorry, Joe. Of course, we are going to have to tell Anthony, please take off your weapons.
I am a little disappointed that I won't be the practice dummy now that I heard I heard about the submission holds, and I'm all down for that.
Maybe your husband wants to come.
Maybe he wants to learn a little
something. Maybe the next time you guys are pushing and shoving. Push comes to shove. Now you know how to block the pushing to shoving.
Oh, no, but who said I wanted to?
See, what I'm going to do, what I did with Russ last time is I talked a lot about, he was on my old show.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about bullying, and he did a great job with that. And I really want to get into exactly what he does, how karate can help you. I mean, we're going to do an interview with him. And, I mean, I got my 5-year-old in it, and she loves it. So it's not going to have an infomercial feel. We're going to have a real conversation that you can use. And then we're going to break stuff. And then the music's going to come on. And we're going to have to leave. But I want you guys to stay tuned for Psychic Cindy. This has been Davin's Den. If you love us, tell a friend. If you hate us, you tell no one. Either way, keep on listening. Have a great week, guys. We're out.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Your community radio station since 1969.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. This time of year, Americans drop change in those red kettles, helping the homeless, and lots of people could use that help. New statistics show nearly